I'd like to call the Mill Creek Design Review Board Committee, Design Review Board meeting to order for the evening. And first, we'll start off with our roll call.
Chair Dave Gunter. Vice Chair David Hambleton.
Present.
Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Member Diane Sims. And Member Beverly Teagy.
Present.
So the next item on our agenda then is the approval of our minutes, which were distributed by the staff to the members a couple weeks ago, probably. Are there any additions or deletions, corrections to the minutes, or could we have a motion to approve them?
I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion that's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the Design Review Board meeting held on June 20th, 2019. So now we'll go ahead and move into our new business, and the first item is titled the Clock Tower Phase 2 Building Elevations. And just for, we had our packet sent out to us, and then Christy brought about one more addition for our information. It's about the trash enclosure. So with that, we'll turn it over to Christy.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair Hambleton, and thank you those who could make it this evening. Tonight, your first item is for Clock Tower Storage 2, as you noted. We do have the applicant present this evening. He is in the back row behind the podium. That is David Lee, so he is here for any questions to respond to any concerns that you may have. So within your packet, you have several items. One is a PDF of the material board, and David this evening kindly brought a real-life sample up here, so we'll pass that around to you here in a little bit. And with that, I'll just go ahead and start my PowerPoint presentation. So the scope of this review this evening is specifically for the building elevations, which includes the trash enclosure. Previously, before the design review board, it was about 2 years ago, actually, in January 2017, the design review board did approve the landscape plan for this proposal. And this was after the binding site plan was approved back in 2016. For this particular use, it's a storage unit use. The applicant had chosen to wait a little while after the binding site plan had been approved just due to market factors in the economy. So that is why there is the delay in lag time for it coming back to you for building elevations. So taking a look at this specific site, it is located south of the Province Medical Building on Buffalo River Highway. It's noted on the screen here in orange. Taking a look at an aerial map, if you were to drive past QFC heading southbound on Buffalo River Highway, you would see Clock Tower Storage Phase 1. That is right here. It has a one-story lower building adjacent to the highway. Then it has, I believe it's a three-story building back here, and then multiple one-story buildings behind here. There's a trail connection that connects down to 9th Avenue. This is the Mill Creek Providence Medical Building here. It has multiple uses and professional uses in there. They do plan to share a driveway, and let me grab the laser pointer here. Let's take a look. We'll do the bouncing red ball. The existing driveway access is located south of the medical building. This particular site will share that access drive. And you can see an example of this here on the binding site plan. This is the access drive from Buffalo River Highway. You would turn in here. It would be one-way circulation through a secured gate. You'd go between Building B, which is a three-story building, Building C, which is adjacent to the wetlands and steep slopes over here. And this tapers down, and then 9th Avenue would be over on this side, and that's just to orientate you to the site's conditions. You'd continue around the drive aisle between Building B and A. A is a one-story building. It's the one that would probably be most visible and prominent from Bothell Everett Highway. Total parking for the site is 30 spaces. There is a covered awning between Building B and Building C, and we'll see a little more of that later in the 3D elevations. And here's your building elevation criteria, which you're familiar with. I put it up here in case we need to refer to it. So these are very nice perspectives that were provided. It comes in handy. This is Building A. This is the north elevation that we're looking at here. So as you can see, Building B is the tallest. It's located right in the center of the site, and then building C here. You can see the security gates here and the one-way circulation and the shared access drive. Here is a good depiction of the covered load and unload area. They have designed it so there is parking underneath here. These are access to the storage units here, so you can stay conveniently dry while you load and unload your items. Moving forward here, you can see the area that it tapers down to 9th Avenue. This is just, it's not quite to scale, but you get an idea. This is Bop Lover Highway. This is where it slopes up the hill to the townhomes located on Old Seattle Hill Road. You can see here they do have the HVAC vents. They are fully enclosed and screened, so that does meet the criteria. They have good modulation along the front here, different colors of the building mass has been broken up. This side here is nice and quiet with no lighting to help shield and protect the wildlife and the habitat in the critical areas. Here's the view of what you'd pretty much see from Bop Lover Highway, and actually probably a little less just because the height of the trees. I think this actually shows more of what you'd actually see out there. There is a proposed pedestrian connection here to the site. And there are details later of each elevation. I'm just going through these kind of quickly just to give you an overview. They have provided awnings along here, windows to bring in a more residential feel to it. The color tones obviously are more modern and contemporary than what was proposed in phase one. And the intent of that, and talking with the applicant earlier this evening, is to more closely match the existing medical building, which lies between the two. They do have the top roof caps in the bright orange-red color, which is depicted there on the material board. And that does tie in with phase one, the clock tower storage design facility. Okay, so we're moving into building A. So here's the detailed elevations on building A, and I can zoom in here. This is the west elevation. This is the side that is not visible from the roadway. Staff had a request and a condition that just this particular door where the restroom is, that it have a cover, a weather protection awning over it. That was one of the conditions recommended in the staff report. And besides that, the rest of the modulation and the breakup of the facades was consistent with city code. This is it for building A, so I'd open it up to any questions if the design review board had any questions on this particular building.
On the one criteria to put a awning over that door, will that be designated? It has to be a minimum of 6 feet wide, like the type of thing we talked about with the... Or does
probably,
that apply? Does that apply to this? Like
probably
the
less, because it is not a street front. And okay. Discussion with the applicant, the fact that there are moving vehicles that come through the area, the particular height would have to also have a clearance of 14 feet for the trucks, and or it would have to be a reduced awning width.
It'll be a reduced one then. Okay.
Yes. So
that was just because we heard that criteria last month. That's why I was asking.
Correct. Yes. Very good point. So moving on to the second building, this is the center building, the highest building. It's about 35 feet. Taking a look at...
Have any other questions?
Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry we jumped right
building
on.
Building A. Okay. Hearing no comment, I move forward to building B. Moving along here. So building B, the same discussion applies, and I'd like to even open it up to the applicant because we had discussed that... Does it warrant having an awning over these two doors? These are fire exit doors, the ones with the question on it. Trucks will be going around the building. If there is an awning placed, it would have to be 14 feet high. So how much weather protection are you really exactly going to obtain just because of wind, et cetera? So it's probably not even warrants an awning cover, but I just wanted to bring that forward to Design Review Board to discuss.
So the awnings that are shown on the two lower elevations?
That is actually the cover that extends between Building B and Building C. So that is the large, I think it's, is it 55 feet, David?
Yes, or? It's a covered loading.
Okay, all right.
So the elevator access point is in the middle of that covered
right.
canopy. Okay. So the thought was to offer weather protection for both Building B to the elevator and Building C to the west, which is almost centered.
Is that attached to both buildings? Is it,
well,
or is it going to be suspended?
It will be attached to Building B.
Ah, here we go.
And then there will be structural posts in front of C,
okay,
elevating above the roof line on Building C.
Okay, that showed. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I knew it couldn't just be suspended. It had to have something on the west side.
Correct. Yeah, here's a better depiction here where you can actually see the supporting posts. Okay, moving back to Building B. With that, is there a consensus not to have awning covers over these two doors? Or does the board desire some sort of awning element?
I would agree to not have them.
I would agree to not have them.
Okay.
So, consensus reached.
Okay. The only one that staff was recommending an awning cover over would be the southern one, which, because there is a dumpster located here, and so an awning cover could be located over the door without having the hazard or potential of a truck hitting it, because the dumpster sticks out above and beyond the width of the door.
And so that
it's 14
would be
by 12 feet.
That would be situated at a normal height. I mean, it
correct.
Wouldn't have to be.
Yes, that is correct.
Question, is that southern door, I thought that was
the stair?
Yeah, the emergency exit.
Correct.
Okay, you
want to an awning cover over that.
Mm-hmm. Is it just an emergency exit?
Is it just the emergency exit? Is that correct?
Would it be locked from the outside? It's an emergency
is
exit.
Is it locked?
I don't see any reason to put an awning over it then, because that's to sort of get people get dry or put their,
sure,
you know, to go in. It's an emergency exit. I don't think that would be.
Perfect. That keeps it simple then.
Yeah. And was the one on Building A, was that an entrance? Is there like an office on site or something?
That was a bathroom entrance.
Bathroom, okay. So that's a two-way.
That
on
one
a.
Would
okay.
Be
okay.
The
I think
warranted
we'd agree
one
on A, the
of the four.
A. Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Building B, no covers. Okay, and then here is the southeast elevation of Building B. And with that, unless there is any more discussion on B, we'll move to C.
Can you go back to elevation?
Yes.
Okay. On the shaded portion of that east elevation,
correct.
Any reason why we can't add some of those window elements over on that side also? It's very blank looking. It seems like it'd be more consistent and just more interesting on that side.
But as far as I'm concerned, we can.
Okay.
I just want you to realize that nobody will see this building. This building is in a forest, and talk about the most minimal footprints. We have, you know, basically 4.6 acres, 7 acres of property. We're developing 1.5 acres. We have steep slopes and stream setbacks as well as wetland setbacks. So, you know, it's very minimal. If that's what you want, that's fine. But nobody's going to see it. But it's not a big deal to me.
I guess I would open that up for you guys' opinion too. In my perspective, the code requires that if general public can access it, it should have a detailed, you know, interesting facade to it. And the general public will be using this when they rent spaces here, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it's a simple enough thing to do, I would like to see some more interest added to that side.
So in looking at that and just looking at the spacing, that would likely be two, maybe three windows. This is the elevation, the view from Bothell Everett Highway.
Okay.
So this is the view, so you can see the spacing of the windows here. Mm-hmm. And the building does curve at angles.
Right. It would be harder to see it, mm-hmm, because of
the angle
from the road.
Correct. So moving here, go to the building B. So it would probably be, you know, two windows that would maybe be visible.
Equally spaced, Christy.
Equally spaced, so it doesn't look odd.
Yeah, it's equally spaced as.
Okay. Okay, and then these are, this makes it simple.
I would like to see that. What do you guys think?
It's fine. It's not, I don't regard it as a major concern, but it's fine.
Any
agreement? I'll support that, I think. So that's the windows on the east elevation.
Yeah, east elevation of building B. Equal spacing of windows, top floor. Okay, moving on to elevation C. This is the most minimal viewed of the buildings on site. This one is located adjacent to the critical areas. And the only portion really visible from the roadway would be a very small portion of the eastern facade and then the very north end cap. And that's as you would be traveling southbound on Bothell Everett Highway. So that is one reason why these two sides, this is the west elevation of building C. In the staff report with the binding site plan, we requested, you know, the no lighting. If there's any lighting, it's only safety lighting simply because it abuts a critical area. There's no walkway or anything back there.
Well, there is a walkway, but it's just for maintenance, right?
Maintenance,
so it's not general
to paint
would not be
building,
going back
correct.
There. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see along the back here. And we'll go back to this.
Yeah.
So this area is visible from the highway.
But is that, does that meet the length requirements?
The length requirements for modulation?
Yeah.
For 50 feet?
Yeah.
It is not visible from a public roadway.
But it's general public.
General public. From behind, in the front, it would. It has the doors in the different colors. Mm-hmm. The
okay.
back side, no. So if we go to the front side, the east elevation, so the east elevation here, it has the dividers between each unit and the units. The units are all the same colors. Looking at the view, this is the only portion that you would see from the roadway here.
Are you still moving your mouse around? It seems to have disappeared.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
It's so small I can't see.
Thank
it.
You. Nope, there
My
we go.
My eyes are bad.
Thank
My
you. No,
really.
It reduced in size.
Okay.
It shrank. Thank you, Dave. So here we go. So this portion here would be visible from the roadway. It has breakup and expanse, but it is the same color and same materials. There is a small modulation in the colors. You can see there's two different colors here on the post.
So the elevation below that then is the west elevation?
This is the west elevation that faces the critical areas.
Okay, so there is some color changes as we go down that?
Because
the perspective shows it as being a big white wall.
It is. I believe it is all solid one color on that
okay,
side.
Okay, because that I didn't connect the dots. Okay.
No, it is. It is all solid
one color.
Plain color
okay.
on that side.
Which material sample is that?
That one is the top metal.
Light stone.
It would be.
You know, when I first saw the renderings, when I looked at that long
oh,
section down,
know.
You know, elevation C, it looks like a big box store. And I think it looks that way because it's like the lightest color on here.
Yeah.
You have to understand, there's 300 feet of wetlands. Still being able to see it. It doesn't matter what color it is. Purple or whatever, nobody can see it. So
back. And there's just a maintenance walk back there. That's it.
Correct. There is a maintenance walk. And there's a...
The stormwater.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. We'd want that, yeah. I mean, that's
yes, good. It's required.
Is there anything different we'd want to do with the color back there? I mean, if it truly doesn't matter.
What's the color on the, if you go back to the perspective again, what is the color?
Certainly.
What is the color on the south end of the building?
Oh, the south end of the building, it is.
Up one perspective.
It's the same color. It is.
The same as the back?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I think. Yeah.
I don't know if there is the rear. No, there isn't on the 3D. Here's this. But the south, this end here, is also the same color. So it wraps the building.
Wraps the building, okay.
It wraps in an L. So this, in a sense, mimics this.
Right.
What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Okay.
So that brings us to the trash enclosure, which was just dropped on you this evening. And here you go. It's located at the south end of Building B. It's been nicely coordinated with the CMU on the bottom. It meets the design criteria. Different colors, solid opaque doors in the front, both open for load and unload.
So it carries a CMU pattern from the building out on the two sidewalls.
It does. Right.
And then it's
across the front.
It's a gate on the front.
Yes.
To allow access. Okay.
And so with that, staff is recommending approval with the revised condition of the no awnings over the doors on Building B.
And we'd like to add the equally spaced
yes.
windows on the east elevation of Building B.
That is correct. So with that concludes staff's presentation on Clock Tower Storage Phase 2.
Any more questions or comments? Okay. Do we have a motion then, maybe?
The motion to approve the Clock Tower Phase 2 improvements with the addition of no awnings on the two emergency exit doors and to add equally spaced windows to the east elevation of Building B.
Have a second? Okay, so we have motions moved and second. Any discussion by us? Nope. Okay, we can call for the question. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Design
Thank you.
Review Board. And David, did you want your material sample board back?
Oh, sure.
So that concludes item one on our agenda, or item A on our agenda for the evening. So now we'll go ahead and move on to under new business, item B, which is the farm. And this is a review. We won't be making a decision, as I understand it, on the landscaping and streetscaping for the farm.
Correct. Yes, so this evening it is an informal review for the farm at Mill Creek. You last saw at your June meeting, you looked at Building D and the parking garage. And we did not receive this evening comments from the other members who could not be present. So this application, I would like to point out to you, will be coming back for formal review on August 15th at a special meeting, yet to be advertised but confirmed by Design Review Board. So thank you to all of you who committed to that special meeting this summer. Much appreciated. So moving forward with that, what I have done is taken all the PDFs, put them in a PowerPoint presentation, And I would like to just offer it up to you, since it's an informal review. I have a couple comments on my slides from staff that I'd like to request the applicant to address. And this evening we have Robbie Snow here. He's the landscape architect. And he is with Blue Line Group, I believe. Is that correct? Yep. And then we have Chris Olson here also. And so Robbie will be providing the presentation this evening, or the overview of it. So with that, I would like to ask the Design Review Board, do you want to hear from me go through everything, or I don't mind running through the requirements and then turning it over to Robbie and for him to run over his concept ideas? And then I don't mind pitching in. I'm just kind of asking how you'd like to work.
I think that would be best if you reviewed the rules and then Robbie explain his plan.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and we'll work it that way this evening. Okay. Well, you know your role. And so this evening we're looking at strictly landscape plans and the streetscape. This particular proposal, since it is located in the East Gateway, it has an extra layer of design standards and criteria for it. And I am going to go ahead and skip through all the general information of the project, since you've seen it about six times now. So I just have these in here in case there are people from the general public. So I'm going to cruise through here. Here is the overview concept of the farm. So we'll be looking at all the full landscaping this evening within the entire site. That includes the 35-foot roadway buffer along the front, the streetscape frontage, and I'd like to point out the public roads. This is 39th to this point right here, and this road here is 133rd. So those are the two public roads. All the areas outside of that is privately owned and privately maintained. So here's the history that we just went over real quick about the chronological order of the project to date. So looking at the landscape criteria, it does require a unity of design and repetition of plants, and to be consistent and compatible with adjacent development, which in this case, which would be Vintage at Mill Creek, the senior housing project, which is located to the east. Landscape materials to be of hardy, drought tolerant, areas to be densely planted with a 90% coverage at 3 years of planting. Then when you take a look at the overlay criteria for the eGov, this really focuses on specific items such as making sure there are tree grates, they're decorative, having electrical conduit in the tree grates for lighting, other special things such as street furniture, pots, benches, along public and private areas also, having special concrete texture, pavement color, decorative elements along the sidewalks and within the plazas to provide interest for the pedestrians, trellises, etc., artwork, having a defining special entry feature, in particular in this case at 39th, that's going to be a main intersection from a state highway into the eGov area.
Have traffic lights?
Yes. We met with the state this week. That is going to be very nice.
Is that the intersection that goes to Archbishop Murphy?
It is.
So it already has a
right,
traffic
right
light.
Now it is almost fully signalized, so they'll just activate.
Everything but south is.
The south leg will be activated.
That intersection exists.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It does require to have pedestrian linkages from all the plazas, to the trails and natural feature areas. Raised walkways, and I think that was brought up before, so the applicant has integrated that into the site plan. And amenities such as bike racks, they're required, drinking fountains, water features, and you'll see that tonight, that these elements have been incorporated in there. Large pots, hanging baskets, seasonal flowers, etc. And these are the high points of the eGov standards. So here's the overall site plan. We can refer back to this. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Robbie to go ahead and explain his plan and the intent of his design. And I don't know if you like this up here. This is the first time I've talked with it up here. It's a little.
What's that?
Makes you feel really tall above everybody.
Oh, this
yes.
is fine.
Usually it's beyond a little taller.
No, this is fine.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Robbie. Yeah, I've been here once before. Robbie Snow with Blue Line. So Yeah, we can just quickly go through, as she mentioned, we'll kind of cover the street frontage, the main kind of spine road, public roadway.
Christy, could you change the pointer for him so it shows up a little better?
Pointer, laser. You can pick your color, but we'll go red.
It makes it show up a little bit better for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I can just toggle down with the arrow here. So this kind of covers the 132nd Street frontage. And as Christy said, we've got 90% coverage over 3 years with the planting density. And we've refined this from, you know, our original proposal to have, you know, a little bit more of a playful interaction of the path alignment and the turf areas. We've incorporated the same maple species that was planted with the first phase to kind of continue that street tree, street frontage look. And we've got, you know, our entry monumentation, which will be, I've got some 3D images in some of the later sheets here, but that's really going to be a little bit under a separate permit, but we have a concept that kind of evokes that agrarian farm theme and ties nicely with the commercial retail buildings here as far as the materials and the colors. We have pedestrian seating with some benches, you know, along this kind of a parkway or park-like setting is kind of what we were aiming for. And then there's also lighting. There's a pedestrian pole lights, you know, along the pathway. And there's access, you know, from interior spaces out to the path that, where there's a bus stop and other nodes that lead back to the bus stop. We have specialty paving, integral colored, 2x2 scored, saw cut scored paving at the intersections or at the corners to kind of accentuate the entry as well. And we have pedestrian gateways that kind of lead into the kind of spine road. We did have the monument pylon sign in this location originally, but there was just some constraints with some of the other traffic signals and utilities, and so we needed to kind of play with that location. But I think it, you know, it'll be fine. And once again, those elements will be refined for a separate submittal and permit with a design build sign fabricator. We have some pretty strong concepts. And then, you know, you can see here the street furniture. It's, you know, fairly simple but elegant and durable. And I think comparable to what you'd see in other, particularly like here in the town center.
And does that match the previous phase? The street furniture
yes.
you're using?
Okay. Yes, it
does. Great.
Yes, they did change it to match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this is the kind of the live work frontage here. We've got, you know, a little bit of a turf panel here for people to exercise their dogs, and you know, obviously they can come out to the larger areas if they like. So I think that kind of covers the street frontage. Can move this next page. This is a little bit of an enlargement as you're entering the site. This has some of the imagery of the kind of entry statement that we're using. You know, it's the building has, I believe, we didn't have the most current elevations, but at one time it had the board form concrete panels as part of the architectural elevation. So we're playing off of that with more of a kind of a core tin metal sign panel, and then these large kind of wood or metal fence posts. It's kind of supposed to be a stylized form of fence post to play off of the kind of the old fence line that used to be there around the Buffalo Farm. And we have, in addition to the maple street tree along the curb, we have evergreen trees sprinkled along the frontage. I can go back and show you where we've got evergreen trees and a mix of deciduous larger canopy trees along to kind of to back up the street frontage and, you know, buffer, you know, these buildings and the height of the buildings. And so that was something I failed to mention there. So you can see how these, kind of help buffer some of the architecture and play with and accentuate the architecture. Fairly dense, enhanced landscape treatment at the entries with lots of color. It's a, you know, the entire plant palette is a mix of drought-tolerant natives and Northwest adaptive ornamentals. So we tried to provide a nice mix with that. As you come into the site, we have the pedestrian gateways, and you can see kind of the character that we're going for there here as well. It really creates a nice threshold to come into the project on both sides of the entry, as you see here. And we this is where our Norway Parkway maples in street trees, or in street grades, I'm sorry, start and carry out throughout the project. And again, we have scored, you know, regular scored concrete here, and then accentuating the corners again with integral color and enhanced planting in some of these pockets with some additional furniture. We have bike racks, trash receptacles, smaller potted plants to provide some seasonal color, as well as these larger round planters. And we switched those out to a fiberglass with a Core 10 finish. So it's
nice.
A, it's a simulated Core 10 finish instead of galvanizing that was a common concern earlier. So that's kind of the characters you come in to the project. With signage that'll be further developed, but in general, I think that's the direction that'll go. The client seems to be happy with that. As you come further into the site, we're continuing with the Norway maples along 39th, and we have a nice pedestrian plaza here with some seating and some accented planting, and there's some interpretive signage for the work that's being done in the wetlands. And there's street lights along here. There's more of the round kind of thematic character planters. We have, you know, a drinking fountain in this area with additional seating, you know, all around the larger parking area. You know, we have the kind of zero curb and bollards for a kind of a festive, you know, where they can coordinate off for, you know, street fairs and farmers markets, and it's very palatable for pedestrians to walk back and forth. And
Roby, could you go forward one slide?
Go one, up one more?
Oh, forward one more.
Sorry.
So down in the one below, the long skinny drawing down below, about to the left of your mouse there, there's a little, what's that gray thing right where your
right
mouse
here?
Is? Yeah.
That's a utility vault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. There is an alignment of utilities that comes in through here that we had to work with, you know, to try to work some trees in and adjust our planting. But, yeah, that's what that is. So I'm going back to where we were at.
Is that vault flush with the surface, or is it? Okay, great.
And so here in this retail plaza, again, we have a board form concrete raised planter to kind of continue that those elements throughout the site. So we tried to do that, you know, throughout this spine road with the site furniture, the street lighting, the trees, the tree grates, to have a real strong cohesive look. And so, you know, this is a, will be a very nice plaza. It's got a fire pit in the middle with some trees around it and then some smaller dining tables, you know, kind of buffered somewhat from the road and the walk with a raised board form concrete planter. It'll be like seat wall height. So you can see that the character, you know, these are just similar images, I guess. It was not necessarily exactly what was occurring there, but kind of, you know, the character that we're looking for. Of course, as Chrissy said, that, you know, the garage and D have already been gone through, but you can see we still have the play structure and some dining areas here in D that kind of, you know, have nice views out to the wetland and some nice open space seating there. As you continue on down to the site, this is a continuation of the something. Okay. Well, who barked on my drawing?
Yeah, yeah. That, that wasn't fair.
These are my questions that I was alluding to.
Okay.
Staff is aware in working with the applicant. Since last time we've seen, there have been some grading changes on site to minimize grade changes and reduce slopes on site. And so I thought it might be helpful, if you have it handy, to show the version of what the streetscape would look like. Since last time they thought it had the large planters and the flush pits, the landscape. Because before it had the landscape planters that were higher.
I remember planters, I think, all along in front of the storefronts. It was all they were planters, and they stair-stepped down the whole length of, like,
yeah, so the grade change was accomplished.
Yeah, if you want to talk, because I think since then it's been changed, unless I missed a review, because we've been about
five
times, so I might have.
Yeah, so it has been changed, but not substantially. I'd say we've reduced the walls and kind of cleaned it up in a way. Like before, the road just kind of went down with the building. Now we've kind of, it's just kind of a straight, gentle slope. So it gave us opportunity to take some of those walls out and actually create some grade level plantings. And then you have some seats that take out more grade where stairs might occur. And then there's other spots where we might be tucking in some planters on the sidewalk where the grade is not quite enough to do a wall, and it's a little too steep to do like a little bed. So it's going to actually create a little bit more variation than just a bunch of concrete walls sticking out of the ground. So it's a better solution. It's just different than the first one we showed, which was basically showing that we were separating the entries from the sidewalk. Now they're still separated, but they're a little more integrated now that the final grading's been done. So
did the number
open?
Okay. Did the number of planters go down then?
No, it's all the same. I mean, the volume of planting, the bed, I mean, all that's still there. It's just instead of, in some of those renderings, you'd see like the wall was getting high. Like we've mitigated. We don't have a lot of, like Christy said, it's more open. It's probably more transparent from the sidewalk to the storefront because we've tried to get rid of more wall. Just because before we had it, we were kind of reacting to a first cut grading plan. So it was just like, well, we'll just make sure we can cover all this. And then that once we massaged it, we were able to get rid of those. So
I think these spaces here will feel much better because we have, you know, a wall along the street, but then it just slopes with the planting, you know, as you'll be able to see that from these interior spaces instead of a, you know, if you had originally we had a wall that went all the way around and with the grade dropping down, that wall was getting awful high. So I think that, and that occurs, you know, in several places. We still have, you know, the street trees and the hornbeam and tree grates, and we have site furniture, the benches, pots, bicycle racks, street lights, and in some cases these planters actually got a little deeper, and the density is there. So I think it feels pretty good actually.
Okay. Yeah, I like your request to show the detail on that. If we could see like an elevation in a section, if we're changing the grade on that, just so I can get a better idea of.
Yeah, I can do that.
So you know what you're looking at, because it looks notably different.
I think we
different.
Had some perspectives from Chris before that sort of looked up those storefronts, and you could see all the planter. If we could sort of see what that looks like now, next month.
Just rotate the model and, like, do another screenshot,
right?
Yeah,
your laptop with you. Are you sitting there watching?
Yeah, there you go.
just like putting balconies on, isn't it?
Okay. So whatever, you know, I can work with Chris, and if he's got some things, or we can provide, you know, some landscape sections or perspectives as well. I think I kind of explained, you know, the street furniture and the street scene that's occurring here. You know, this area got really tight with parking, so we have a green screen with, you know, vines growing on that to try to buffer the parking from the pedestrian circulation route.
That's a vegetated screen wall.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Automobiles are not at sidewalk level. The sidewalk's above the path.
Good. Oh. So they're screened even more.
What's the height of the screen?
Yeah.
6 feet. It's this screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
is... Oh, all right. All right. I see it.
We have it, but, you know, it might not necessarily need to be that high. We just want to make sure we buffer the vehicles from the pedestrian sidewalk.
I think I know where it is on the plan. Can you mark it with your... It's right there, isn't it? Okay. That's where I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. One of those. All right.
I think it is. We'll have an evergreen on there for sure. I can't remember what our planting designer had on there, but yeah, this is not the best image. I probably could provide one that shows a fully matured green screen. So we'll do that. And then this is just some of the other site furniture. Actually, I think the tree grate that was on phase one may be different than this one, so we'll make sure we get the right. I think it's in the black and white drawings or in the CDs. This is the type of kind of accent pot that we have that's sometimes flanking benches or accenting doorways. This is not the right color, but there's a Corten colored pot that we have sprinkled throughout the site and, nicely planted, and potentially some of those with seasonal color that can be switched out, to really kind of make the street scene pop at different times of the year.
I do like your board form concrete wall. Mm-hmm. That looks really nice and ties in well with the view.
Yeah, I think that...
On the board form, I'd like to pop back to last month's meetings, Chris. We talked about doing something more interesting on the sides of the parking garage. That would be an example of sort of what I'm thinking. Or maybe a variety.
Okay. And then, we have our character images. I don't know if I touch base. This is the kind of a selection of most of the material, the sizes that we're using. If I could go back. Oh, I wanted to touch base on, this path that we connected the first phase with the same alignment character. We have, evergreens and a mix of evergreens and deciduous trees along there to help buffer, as well as the 6-foot privacy fence to help buffer, provide, privacy for the neighborhood to the south.
And
some additional lighting.
The privacy fence is along the south edge by the residential properties, correct?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right along
there. Right along there.
Yeah.
And they requested during the public hearing.
And there's a grade change also, isn't there? The
yes.
Residential is higher, or we're higher?
Lower, yeah. This
lower.
Is a retaining wall that's going in right here.
Okay. So they're going to have a wall and a fence to help keep them separated from the new development. Okay. Yeah.
And if I remember that, that neighborhood, and right on the back side of that, it's more like a landscaping area. Like, there's no houses right there, but does that wall extend all the way in to the end of that landscaping area with the neighborhood?
It does. When we go back to the overall site plan,
yeah, you can see the full length of this wall and fence.
Okay.
Now, there are 15 homes that do apply.
Okay. Okay, but that last home is probably that last carport, right? Okay.
And then left is the which side of it?
When you say left, from the east or from the west? From the west.
Yeah. So, yeah, coming from
the...
Right. But there's a little landscape that kind of gets a little skinny on the back side. But you guys are saying you're extending the 13 wall all the way to the end of that one, sitting there.
We could show that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think I'd suggest in that corner where the sidewalk comes down to the south and you've got the gravy sidewalk around there, if that's the main access point, that out of that park, maybe there shouldn't be any plants in that corner. People can come right out of the parking lot to get right to that track.
Like right through here?
Like right through there. If that was a little bit more, a little bit more open. Because that's it's going to have a bed path through it.
Sure as well. So. You may be a plant.
Okay.
Maybe if there was something there, then maybe the utilities are things, maybe it's the towers are out parking stalls. Some type of access provided in that corner. Because people are going to walk through it. People are going to cut through it anyway.
Yeah. May as well provide a means for them to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Is that a utility vault there in the corner?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I think that might be a problem.
Oh, it's such a bus lane.
Okay. Yeah, we can make this show the content. Any questions?
Mostly about that one slide. I think one of the things that we're trying to find is I say that there are three things in that picture.
On the black and white or the color?
I have really good points on the picture. To look through, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, And so when you go, I guess, to the park, the street that one shows the north side of the parking garage. I think a couple of us made a comment on that.
You want to see
It's a streetscape sign.
There,
there.
The bottom one.
What is the south side of the building path between the... Okay, so the south side of building path and the north side of the garage. And the south side, you put a nice meandering path and you've got some trees in there to sort of separate the residences from the parking garage. And could anything be done maybe similar, there's almost as much space, but some type of vertical element in that strip on the north side of the parking garage and the south side of the building out, through there, to get a little bit of height in there, so you just won't have, you know, building, paving, building. If there could, some, that's, there's nothing. Okay. And there's a utility vault in the way, right, Chris?
No. No. So that side, because it's live-work versus the south side, which is commercial. So the rear commercial is more meandering, kind of the path to the trash up there in the corner. Those actually are scoops with a similar to the front of building E. So there's some grade break going on there, some planters, some walls, some trees, and then the sidewalk more. So the first line of concrete you see is these patio areas for the live-work. Then the cut-throughs would be between to the pedestrian sidewalk, goes from the tunnel from the garage down the walk. So there's a little more of a hierarchy from walkway to green bumper to the slot. Then like the front doors to those units are on the end of those walks, and there's actually a plot of patios for the windows. So it's kind of a,
you have a corridor style, like
a little bit of a different feel than the other one, which we tried to create a little more green space for. Just has green back there. Plus our accessible route kind of rips through there, up and along. And some spots it's step, and some spots it's
the street that grade, that will probably come with, that is being helped kept working in the country. That will be rendering work for. Actually, my rendering of the garage actually has a good.
But is there anything with pipes between the streets?
Well, our rendering showed trees. I don't know.
Which way are you going?
Oh, we put a tree in there because it looks weird.
I just like to see something. You've got building, hard surface, and I'd like to see some type of piping. You can see that sort of chip top. And maybe on the west side also, that's like even more restrictive. That's what my comment meant when I said it.
Yeah. Could that be viable there? Would a vegetated screen work? I mean, it seems like a good idea. Yeah. I was looking at the seating area between building A4 and A3, and it looks like, I'm not sure, maybe you can confirm, do you have mosquito repellent plants around that eating area? That would be a great idea to go.
Okay.
I know there's some
Thank you. Yeah.
So, thank you for your presentation. I'm going to do a job for you. And I think the last element is really nice to have these things at this time. Now, I don't think it's going to be hard to do it. It's probably very concerned about the time. I think, yeah, well, we didn't really recommend any changes, you know.
Now, I have to prefer the 11 by 17, but I thought the blow up of the planting list was extremely important. So. Thank you for sharing.
If there's something in between, I think we'll go through it. I don't think we
recommended use.
I did appreciate it this time. Thank you very much. Yeah. I think memory has changed. I don't think he's that good. Okay, good. So any other business for the design review board? Or with that?
Oh.
So with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 6:15.
Okay. Thank you.